Can't stop my brain, number three. Have you ever committed a politically incorrect act with callous regard? Have you ever donated your outgrown clothes to an older sibling who is smaller than you, thus giving away hand-me-ups? Have you ever gotten queasy at the top of a ladder and thrown down? Have you ever seen an elephant fly? Have you ever had a bowl of copious gruel? When you get angry, can you do a slow freeze or a fast burn? Have leaping fish been told to go jump in the air? How come you never met a mouse fink? On a hot day, do you sometimes direct your feet to the shady side of the street? Ever needed to have your hackles lowered? Would James Joyce be a good name for a literary carpenter? Do trifles only come in mirrors? Exactly how long is a twinkling? Can burning love come in anything besides hunksa? Will we ever have a world where happiness is ever after? Is murder ever not most foul? Can you be hep and hip at the same time? What in the world is a skinnamarinky-dinky-dink? Would a barrel full of monkeys be fun or just uncomfortable for the monkeys? When it rains cats and dogs, don't they get hurt? After going into seclusion, do you enter into exhibition? Doesn't K-Sara-Sara really translate, get out of my face with all these questions? Who do you think is the cuter girl in the data processing department, Daisy Wheel or Dot Matrix? Just as there is no such thing as one data, there is also no such thing as many datum. Can you be nostalgic for insomnia, since to be nostalgic you have to be awake anyhow? If you fall from your upper berth, have you been debunked? Can grid have a combination lock? If you write a thesis about meaninglessness, doesn't it become meaningful and thus cease to exist? Dealing in subjects that are over your head keeps you from having to duck. Is being rebuked worse than being buked, not to mention scorned? If I have a thought and no one grasps it, does it count? As you can see, I can't stop my brain.